It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Most of us remember reading a short verse of scripture in the book of Proverbs, "Train up a child in the way he should go." I saw a tragedy last Sunday morning. I hope I see it again next Sunday morning, for I'd rather see the tragedy I saw than a greater one I fear will eventually occur. I'll call him Johnny. That's not his name, but for our purpose, that's what I'll call him. Johnny's in elementary school. He's in his formative years, and Johnny is the tragedy, or miracle, as it may turn out to be. You see, Johnny came to Sunday school and worshiped by himself last week. He's been doing it for some time now. Sometimes Johnny will ride with a neighbor to the church. Sometimes when the weather is good, he'll walk. Sometimes a member of his family will bring Johnny to the church and drop him off. Now, what's the tragedy I saw? Just that. Someone in Johnny's family bringing Johnny, dropping him off to go by himself. Johnny's father and mother have something else to do, more important. And so Johnny managed to get to the place that would give him some direction in life all by himself. The story is repeated often in our society. However, I'm afraid it doesn't happen enough, for most Johnnies never manage to get to Sunday school and worship. They simply find more important things to do, like the rest of the family. How long little Johnny will continue to see to it that he gets himself to a place that can give him moral and spiritual instruction and guidance, I don't know. I hope he'll find strength in himself to continue the habit, but I'm afraid that one day Johnny will find it easier to sleep, or one Sunday the family will make some plans that will require Johnny to be away, and that will be followed by another Sunday with some more plans, and another, and another. I guess what I'm really saying is that the pack is stacked against Johnny. The chances of his continuing his present habits are small. The odds against him are too heavy. Johnny will find further down the road that his visits to the house of God will have to cease. The family has other things to do, more important. Johnny is not a poor boy. His family is one of means. They have what most families long for: two cars, a fine home, modern conveniences, the whole works. Now, they're not millionaires, but they're well over the poverty line, materially speaking. And that's the tragedy. Johnny's family gives him everything he needs, except what he needs the most. And I guess if you asked them, Johnny's family would say they love him. Certainly there would be an emptiness in their home should Johnny suddenly die. But like I said, Johnny's chances are slim. There's just too much going against him. There's always that slight hope for a miracle, however. So I guess we can hope. But in a few years, if Johnny doesn't make it and he turns out wrong, don't be too hard on him. For as a youngster, he really tried. Oh, incidentally, Johnny's not kin to you, is he?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.